And we are back, friends. Oh, in the last episode, we mostly talked about why I went on hiatus. But what we didn't talk about yet was why I was on hiatus for like 2.5 years. And I think that the easiest way to sum all of that up into one idea is that God works in mysterious ways. I believe it was about 10 days after I posted my going on hiatus episode that I proposed to the love of my life, the woman who I am now married to, Allie Dahlborg, who I love so much. But 4 days after that, we hit rock bottom, the hardest day of our lives. My wife's mom passed away unexpectedly. So you can imagine it was a roller coaster of emotions, the best day of our lives to the worst day of our lives within a week. At the time, we were living in Maine and Allie's parents were in Ohio. I remember when we found out the news of how serious this was, how her mom wasn't going to make it. We were on a golf course trying to get our minds off things. We were as far away from the parking lot as you can possibly be. And we get the call. And we just carried our stuff to the parking lot, got home, and got ready to take a flight to Ohio to be there, praying that we would get there in time for Allie to say goodbye. And we did. Oh. This was the start of a grief-filled engagement. The loss of her mom is the loss that keeps on losing, you know? Allie's never going to have another phone call with her mom. Allie didn't have her mom there when she picked out her wedding dress. Allie's never going to have those moments that every girl dreams of having with her mom. Allie's never going to have so many experiences that we all think we're going to be able to have with our parents. But she's gone. Our future kids are never going to have Kelly as their grandmother. Things that we'll be grieving over for the rest of our lives. It's not when somebody passes away, you don't just grieve for a week, get over it, forget about it, move on. Grief is this brutal, powerful emotion that stays with you. Yeah. It doesn't leave. It doesn't. It might fade into the background for a little bit, but it comes back. And that's not a bad thing. Grief is a reminder of the love we have. And yet, my God, how challenging is it? How brutal it is. So we lost Allie's mom. And a short while later, we lost her grandfather. An amazing man. The funniest, just chillest grandfather ever. Such an awesome guy. We lost him. We lost Allie's childhood dog, Miss Reese, beautiful beagle, the cutest, just so adorable. She didn't really like Brady, our wiener dog, but that's okay. Reese was a princess, a queen. We lost her. And then it was about 2 months before our wedding day we lost one of Allie's aunts. The aunt who had stepped up for her in the past, for her and her family, who has been there, who's been like a second mom, who was there helping Allie, holding her hand, holding her, supporting her as she gets ready for our wedding day, be it through dress shopping or checking out venues or whatever. She was always there, the biggest heart. Also died unexpectedly 2 months before our wedding day. Our engagement was filled with grief. Our engagement was about a year and a half. And we suffered those four major losses. And then on my side, all on Allie's side. And then on my side, we lost my childhood dog, Gabriel. And we lost my older sister and her husband's dog, Oakley. Both beautiful souls, just filled with love. Six people, six beings, six beams of light taken away from us in a year and a half. Oh, it was so hard. It is so hard. It'll be so hard. That's how grief is. And grief is the road most commonly traveled, right? We all experience it. And if you haven't yet, someday you will. And it's going to suck. It's going to be really, really hard. But I pray there's people around you who just hold you and sit with you in that suck. In grief, there are no perfect words. The I'm so sorry, the I'm sorry. We know that doesn't capture what we feel for those around us who have lost someone that they love. We can't say, although some people do, that this is all part of God's plan, because that is not, well, one, it's not true, right? We weren't meant to die. We feel this grief because in our bones, in our soul, in our spirit, we know that death is not, as natural as it is, it's also not natural, if you know what I mean. And so often the best thing to do is just simply be there, hug, hold, be present. It's so hard. You want to have the words, you want to know what to do, but you just don't. You won't. And that's okay. So I started this off by saying that God works in mysterious ways. And to bring this back a little more selfishly towards how it's all revolved in my life. Of course, I was hosting this podcast, the multiple interviews per week, the editing, recording, all this stuff, in addition to a job, in addition to preparing to propose to my now wife, all these things, right? And it just so happens that 10 days before the best day of our lives, 2 weeks before the worst day of our lives, I send out a message saying that I'm done for now. I need to take a break. I need to stop. Please don't see this as me saying it was God's plan, per se. But it's almost like God knew I was going to need time. He knew I was going to need the ability to make space. So this hiatus has been 2.5 years long because there's no way in hell I would have been able to keep up with this podcast with all of that going on. I had no desire to. And then that additional year, because it's been about 2.5 years since I started going on hiatus, been trying to enjoy married life. And I don't know why I just said trying to. I've been loving married life. It's been great. And additionally, I continue to have my own battles. Depression has been harder than it's ever been for me. And for those of you who have dealt with that or have known somebody who's dealt with that, you know, you don't really want to do anything when you're depressed, including recording a podcast. Like, I'll be honest, coming up to my little studio, which it's way too magnificent of a word for this little setup we've got going on, but coming up to the place where I record these in our house was not easy today. I didn't really want to do it, but you got to push that depression aside and let your mind create, you know? Sometimes you got to do that. And other times you do have to rest. Other times you do have to just sit there, and when you don't feel like doing anything, sometimes you should not do anything. And of course, other times that is the cue of I need to do something. So that's what recording this is for me today. Let it be known that when you go through loss, you just become one of billions who have endured loss too. And what that means is there are so many people around you who can relate to you and be there to love and support you. And I pray that when that time comes, that those people are there for you. Because that's what we need. We need to be there for each other. So that's a little insight of why this hiatus has been 2.5 years. It's been tough. It's been tough, but we've learned a lot and we've loved a lot, and we're going to continue to learn and love a lot. Sending all the love to all of you. Peace.